So let's start with this morning's message. Last week we started a new topic called Bring the Good News. And we were talking last week about Lucas 2:11, where he tells us about the angel. And that's what last week's message was called. What does the angel tell me? What does the angel tell me?
And then we saw what the angel first tells us. Do not worry.
I bring news of great joy for the whole town, and we talked about how the angel tells us not to be afraid. The Lord tells us that. Let us not be afraid. Let us be strong and brave, that we may have the news of salvation that is in Christ. And we were talking about the spokesperson, or the spokespersons, yes, of the one who gave the news before in the newspaper, extra, extra, and he didn't do it with a low voice. But he did it with a loud, audible voice, that everyone would listen to it. And the good news of salvation, they are for all the people. Not only is it for a sector of people. Then last week, we were talking about what the angel tells me. Today, the title of my message is called Rights and Obligations of the Christian. Rights and Obligations of the Christian. And I would like to start one of the classes we have had there at the seminar. And what I keep in mind is that when you and I, we accept Christ, is that I hear myself double? When we accept Christ, we make a kingdom change, because we were in the kingdom of evil, in the kingdom of sin, in the kingdom of darkness. And when we decide to believe in the Lord Jesus and I tell Him, Lord, I acknowledge You as my Lord, as my God. I believe in You and I want to do Your will. At that moment, we change kingdom. Now we can't be in the middle. Or are you here? Or are you here? We can't be in the middle. And it made me think of those people who request citizenship from another country. There are countries that are so demanding that they force, to which the person renounce your citizenship. With that is how they were born. So, when there is a change of kingdom, it is not only the change of kingdom.
I say thank God for the change of kingdom,
because we came out of the kingdom of darkness, and we arrive at the admirable light that is very good. But just like when a person wants a nationality, obtains rights and obligations, when, let's imagine that Chile, and he tells me, I want to be Chilean. Of course you could with certain documents, papers. But at the moment, when I already have my document,
that says I'm Chilean.
At that moment, I buy now new rights and new obligations. So in Colossians 1:13 tells us that he who has delivered us of the power of darkness and has transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, it already happened to us. And in Mexico, we also have rights and obligations. At school, they teach us rights and obligations. But we like rights more because that is what comes to me. And rights is what I, and obligations are what I have to do. We almost don't like that. There are rights like what rights do we have? We as Mexicans have the right Well, look, we are here talking about God. Let's vote. To free circulation, I'm supposed to be able to walk all over the country with all freedom, and also to live, to have her home.
And that's nice. Right. Oh, the rights.
I'm going to vote for health.
Not true, true. Freedom of expression, can I say, and do what I want. But what do you think we also have obligations? We have commitments. You knew that as Mexicans we have the duty to defend the Constitution and the laws. I did not know. Our obligation as Mexicans. You have to pay taxes. We don't like that. I don't like this one either. As a Mexican, my obligation is to work. How many like to work? Amen, amen, ah. Look, another obligation is to defend the territory. In case of armed conflict, I thought I was going to go hide. You don't have to go out and defend. It is my obligation as a Mexican. And this is another one that many are going
especially
to like
some
very
children
much.
That they could be listening to us. The obligation is to complete basic education.
It is an obligation. But the truth is that the thing about rights is nicer.
Oh, that makes me feel good.
But when it comes to obligations, how to pay taxes? So, what do you think? We were talking about the change of kingdom. God's kingdom? The kingdom of darkness. And each one also has their rights and obligations. When we believe in Christ, we are already children of God. We make the change of kingdom, and we also have new rights and responsibilities, or obligations. There are the rights that the Christian rights have. God's protection. Oh, I love that God protects me, right? It is a right. The provision, ah, there is no shortage of food in my house. May we always have plenty to eat. Thank God. Love the love of God, which is unconditional for every Christian. Oh, forgiveness, because I know that if I fail, I'm wrong. We have forgiveness, lawyer. We have forgiveness for the Father. It's true that those rites are beautiful. Yes, oh, nice. But we also have obligations as Christians. Here goes the first one, and this one hit me. As well as taxes, this one also hit me. An obligation of the Christian. It is a life of holiness. And there, the blow hurt us. Share the word of God. Try to bless those who curse us. Oh no. Not pay anyone. Bad, but pay well. In fact, in Romans 12, there, that chapter is titled Christian Duties. I mean, there is a, and that's what I just said. They are few and they are hard. Just starting a life of holiness. You remember the story of Rahab. Rahab, this woman who helps spies from Israel. Rahab belonged to another village. Hey, the woman was from Canaanite. However, she from her heart, he made that change of kingdom with the Lord. So she left. I could dress like Canaanite, but inside, with God's help, changed kingdom. And talking about the rights and obligations of the Christian, that is the title of today's message. The theme of the month is to bring the good news. I'm going to focus on this obligation. Share of the word. And for this, I would like you to accompany me too. First of Peter. First of Peter. Chapter 2. It's a chapter, they are some verses. Hey, very well known. Very beautiful, and today we are going to learn much more. First Peter chapter 2. Verses 9 and 10. So in this fragment, the people of God even have the title. Look, nothing is more beautiful than this part. Says 1 of Peter, chapter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen race, royal priesthood, holy nation, people acquired by God, so that you may proclaim the virtues of Him who called you of darkness in its admirable light. So, let's recap. I was in the world of darkness. He was dead in life. One day the Lord calls me. We change your citizenship. And now I am the Son of God. We change kingdom. Being on the new ground in the new territory, in the new kingdom, now as Son of God, as a Christian, the first acquire rights and responsibilities, obligations, and in that first part, let's see the rights of the Christian. Says more about you. You are a chosen lineage, royal priesthood, holy nation, people acquired by God. In another version it says, chosen family. Oh, I like that. It's like rights true. You are a chosen family, that is, from the crowd. You are special. A priesthood at the service of the king. I mean, before I was nobody. Was dead. In my crimes and sins. And the Lord now makes us priests. It puts us, whatever we call it, as pastors, as people, at the service of the king. It's as if one day they called us to work in the presidency. Or they will call us to work with some president. One would say, but where do I come from? Why I could work with a president? Be in a very nice place. A holy nation, of course, as we already changed kingdoms. We already have another citizenship. Now we are saints. We are chosen. People acquired by God. It really sounds very nice to say, I am chosen family. We are priests at the service of God. We are holy nation. Hey, we are that people acquired by God. However, we go into a small detail. In verse 9, he says again, you are a chosen lineage, royal priesthood, holy nation, people acquired by God. And it says here in this part, why? When I read it, why? That's when I understood that the change in law is coming to my obligation. I have the right, as we said, as a Mexican, to have a house, to have education, to have health. But for what? Why do you want those rights? How Mexicans say, yes, you have the right to life, but in case there is a war. So, why do you want life? You can defend the country. Why do you want health? It's a right. Right. Why do you want health? So, you pay taxes. Ha ha ha, there's a trick, right? Oh, those laws have a trick. You have free movement. And everything has a trick. Well, here we. It has something, but it is more glorious. He says why, and we go to verse 9. So that you may announce the virtues of that. Who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light? So that we announce the change of kingdom that we have had. And we wouldn't like anything more. We would have it. But have it. It said in the passage from last week's message, for everyone. I know that sometimes there is family that we don't like. I know that sometimes we have friends. Or not friends, they are co-workers, they are acquaintances. We have acquaintances that we don't like. However, here he is telling us to announce the wonderful works of God. To announce the virtues of him who called you. From darkness to his light is for everyone. Nothing else is for. The ones we like says they're in. It is not for everybody. Announce the wonders of God. Announce, speak loud, audible at all times. As a Christian, it is part of my obligation to share of the wonderful works of God, to announce its virtues. We have had studies. And if you check it out on YouTube and Spotify, you will find studies by Pastor Hans talking about the attributes of God that are infinite, the virtues of him who called us, of the change of kingdom so that another person also have it. I would like to go to another passage with you. In Luke 4, Luke chapter 4, verse 18 and 19. And speaking of this, if we want to see it as a nation, we are the people of God, our president, it's Christ. And if our president do something, I should, that the people that is inside or that belongs to that town, you have to do it too? It is assumed. In reality, it is not done that way. But if the president does it, your nation should do it too? If the president order something, and it's a good thing, everybody does. In this case, our president, we are going to call him that, because we are talking about nations. But the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who is Christ, it says here, let's remember that I'm going to read it from 16. It says, came to Nazareth. I'm in Luke 4, 16. He came to Nazareth where he had been raised. And on the Sabbath day, he entered the synagogue, according to your custom, and got up to read. And he was given the book of the prophet Isaiah, and having opened the book, found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to give good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom to the captives, and sight to the blind, to set free the oppressed. Now to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And rolling up the book, he gave it to the minister, and he sat down. And the eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fixed on him, and began to tell them, today this shovel has been fulfilled, this scripture before you. And when I'm reading it, I say, yes, the King of Kings, which is our highest authority, is saying this. This is how it has to be done. And it says in verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. When we accept the Lord Jesus, also the Holy Spirit of God comes with us and says, because he has anointed me to give good news to the poor. The Lord Jesus, his ministry was to bring that good news to the poor. That means that we, as citizens of the kingdom, we also have to give good news to the poor. There are poor physicists, but there are also spiritual poor. There are poor people who don't have money, but there are people who, even though they have all the money, they are poor, and we can see it in Matthew 5. Says the next, "Hey, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted with the power of Christ." The Lord also takes us to go with the brokenhearted. He has sent me. Announce. Says here to proclaim freedom to the captives, to the prisoners, to the people who are locked up. But there are also physical prisoners who are in jail, in the cherry trees. But there are also prisoners in spirit. They have depression, they have problems. I think many things are happening, sadness. Says how? Sight and sight to the blind. And there are also physically blind. But there are also spiritually blind people who do not. One invites them, right? Hey, I invite you to church. Not today, though. No. Later, okay. And although sometimes we are showing them number, but the Lord takes us with them in setting free the oppressed. There are also physically oppressed, but there are also spiritually oppressed. Now to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Announce the favorable year of the Lord. So my brothers, yes, the King of Kings, he did all this, and we see what he says in verse 21. Today this scripture has been fulfilled before you. It means that our president, our King of Kings, our highest authority, he already did it, he already fulfilled it. Now, it's up to you and me to do this. Everywhere we can find, to the poor, to the prisoners, to the blind, to the oppressed. You realize that we have a lot to do. Remember that the message today is rights and obligations of the Christian, and we saw that one of those obligations is to share. Now one will say, oh, and that happens to us as Mexicans. Oops, if the president doesn't do it, I will? Why do I have to do it? Or so, we say about our bosses, oops. He asks me to arrive early, and he arrives very late. They say, let's do this. And they are the first who do not comply. What do you think is happening? Like Jesus knew we were going to come out with a lot of things. Says the Lord Jesus, I fulfill it first, and it was fulfilled. There are no obstacles for them to carry the good news. From what Jesus was born. Says to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And when I read the pleasant year, I like it because I'm in December. And I like it because it lasts for about three weeks. We will be in 2024. How nice it would be that we could announce the favorable year of the Lord in this 2024. But that's physically. What would it be like spiritually? Let us announce the year in which this year we will achieve forgiveness of sins. That this year is still there, a migration service. So, to speak to change a kingdom to the other, and that together with that we can carry to others at the feet of the Lord. And good in conclusion, to end, of the rights and obligations of the Christian is sharing the rights. They are pretty. We all like them. We enjoy them, we enjoy them. What a privilege. But remember that we have a right. And that leads us to an obligation. Yes, we do that as Mexicans. Since the president doesn't even see us, he doesn't even know us just because we were born in a place that we share in common. And yet, what do you think we have to fulfill our obligations if we don't pay with yes? What happens if someone doesn't pay taxes? There are fines, surcharges, audits, embargoes after him for not fulfilling an obligation, and that happens here in Mexico. However, we as children of God, we have God's forgiveness, and I know that sometimes we have not shared God as we wanted. It scares us. That's why we talked last week about don't be afraid. Makes us feel sorry. We don't want to, but I'm sure that God shows us the moment to speak His word. My brother, today that we are in December, and that we are on this date of Christmas and all this, we have the perfect pretext to show them that Jesus was born. We have Lord's obligation to share. But what would happen if we don't share the Lord? What is what would be? Yes, yes, as Mexicans, we do not pay taxes, there are surcharges. If we do not fulfill our obligation as Christians, what is going to happen? Hell is going to get more filled. Even though we have eternal life, people are leaving because we do not fulfill our obligation. We believe in Christ. We believe in Christ. We believe He is our King of Kings. Well, we must pay attention to His example. He was the first to do it. It has already been fulfilled. There is no excuse. Let's do it this Christmas time. And let's take His word. Those who are imprisoned, those who are blind, those who are oppressed, those of us who see that there is no longer a solution, there is no hope, that the favorable year of the Lord is here. Forgiveness is already here. My brothers, let's say a prayer, and may the Lord allow us that during the following days, I remind you next Sunday, we have our cantata of Christmas. There is another excuse to be able to invite people and come listen. Salvation Christ, invite them. Invite them, and may the Lord and His Holy Spirit bring conviction to people. Let's say a prayer, sir. Recognizing, Lord, that You are a great God, majestic Lord, that You are our example to follow. You ask us, sir. Let's give the good news to everyone. And we can see in this passage, sir, that You have fulfilled this writing and the task now. For each of us who have believed in You, Lord, is that we can also bring the good news to all those people who need You so much. May we, sir, each of us where we move, to be able to be those messengers who carry Your word. May we, sir, be those messengers who carry Your admirable light, who carry that hope, sir, to every heart. Lord, we put ourselves in your hands to help us, so that he may give us, sir, fair and necessary words. And I ask you, sir, for the people around us that is imprisoned, that she is oppressed, that she is blind, that, sir, help us so that each of them may have ears receptive to your word, that it is not us, but let it be your Holy Spirit speaking through us, and that they can believe in you, sir. And what a Lord with your power can be translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of Christ, to the kingdom of God, to belong to this holy family, to that chosen people, and that every day we can announce your virtues. Lord, we put ourselves in your hands and bless you. We thank you very much in the name of Jesus. Amen.